I think about the first time God spoke to me. I was a Baptist deacon, a Sunday school teacher. I was in church all my life. In June of 1977, I was sitting there studying a scripture, and I was in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. There's only one. There's only one God. There's not another God. You know, and I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the president of the United States or whoever you are. I don't care if you're George Bush or Barack Obama or whoever you were. I don't care. Those guys can all say there's many ways to heaven. We're all going to get there. All of us are going to get to heaven. How many ways is there to heaven?
One.
One. And there's one God, and his name is Jesus Christ. There's no other way to heaven. I read, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And when I read that right there, I heard this. Son, pay attention. I have a message for you in the next few verses. Now, this is the first time I'd ever heard God's audible voice. I turned to see who walked in the room. And you expect to see somebody, right? But I turned to look, and there was nobody there. And I thought, wow, God, that was you. You spoke to me. Wow, let me see what this says. Look what it says. And he said, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with your soul, and with all your might. And he said, in these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. I'm supposed to store these words in my heart. They're to be there forever. And after I do that, you shall teach them diligently unto your children. At that night, when he spoke, I had a one-month-old baby girl and a two-year-old baby son. At that point in my life, I never prayed with my family at home, and I never read the Word of God at home. I mean, you know, I read it at home when I'm studying, but just silently to me. I don't read it together. I don't read the Word of God to my children. I think, well, we go to church every Sunday, every Wednesday night, and everything else, so, you know, my children will hear God's Word. What does he say I'm supposed to do? I'm to teach them what? Diligently. How often should that be, reckon? Oh, at least every day, right? Now, how am I going to teach my children something I don't know? That's a problem, isn't it? I knew so little about God. In fact, I remember when the administrator of Lakeland Baptist Church came to me and said, Thurman, I've been praying for a couple's teacher, and your name keeps coming up. And I says, now, you know, I thought God don't make any mistakes. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, I've never taught the Bible at all, and so I don't know anything about it. So I said, if my name keeps coming up, I said, you know, God made a serious mistake here. And he said, well, all I know is, every time I pray, your name comes up. So he said, why don't you go home and pray about it a couple of weeks and then let me know. So after I went home and prayed about this a couple of weeks, I said, okay, Lord, I'll have to say that it sure looks to me like you've made a bad mistake. But I said, Lord, you know, I can't do this. I know I can't do this. But I said, Lord, all I can do is make myself available to you. And if you can use me for your glory, then here I am, Lord. I throw myself at your feet, at your mercy. And so the first class I was in, one of the guys said, well, I was talking about the Apostle Paul the other day, and I was about certain thing happened in Paul's life. What do you think about that? I didn't know who the Apostle Paul was. I said, well, I can't answer that question, Ron. I'll have to do some research on it this week. Now, see, I had studied the information the Southern Baptist sent us based around the Sunday school lesson, but it wasn't about Paul. And so I didn't know who Paul was. I didn't know nothing about the Apostle Paul. And I felt like a dummy when I told him I'll have to research it. So when I walked out of there, I thought, okay, Lord, now I'm beginning to get the picture. I am down there every day teaching systems on Lockheed Electra. I said, I'm teaching that entire airplane. I said, Lord, I went to school for years to learn how to do that. Didn't happen overnight. And then after I went to school to learn all the basics for years and studied, and I came down here and I studied hundreds of hours just on this Lockheed Electra to walk into the classroom just to teach the air conditioning system or to just teach a pressurization system or whatever I'm teaching. I said, I spent hundreds of hours learning how to do that. Now then I understand why you wanted me to be a teacher in a Sunday school, because I don't read your book. I don't study it. If you're going to demand that I teach it, I guess that means you mean for me to get in it and study. See, God knows how to get you in the Word. He knows how to get you in the Word. Did you know how long I would have lasted as an instructor on a L-188, a four-engine turboprop airplane, if I hadn't have known a system? They'd have kicked me out the first day. But you know, after I studied all those hours, I remember one time I had an old captain in my class. You know, I mean, an old guy. He was about 54 or 55. You know, the captains can only fly till they're 60. Used to. At 60, you had to retire. They wouldn't let you fly a commercial airliner after you passed age 60. So I had an old one, you know, 55, 56, somewhere along there. He'd been flying for a long time. And he was in there, and I was teaching the negative torque system, the NTS system, on an L180 at Lockheed Electra. And I was drawing pictures on the wall and drawing governors and lines and all kinds of stuff. And I was explaining to them how it worked and the whole nine yards. And when I got through with it, I backed off and I said, do I have any questions? And this old captain, this old guy, you know, I mean, when I was 30 years old, 55 was ancient. He held up his hand and said, son, I have been to this class many times. And he said, I'll have to tell you, this is the first time I ever understood how that system worked on that airplane. But he said, I understand it now. He said, you've done such a good job of explaining that to me. I now really understand what's happening with that negative torque system. He said, before, I never understood that system. But he said, now I got it. I thought, boy, I'm somebody. Ain't I good? I think, oh, Lord. Lord, no pride here. I don't want to get killed. Is it easy to get into pride? Oh, yeah, that's why God don't use young men for a lot of things, because he knows what happens when we do something and we look good. But anyway, I think about this when it says that, and you shall teach them diligently unto your children, and you shall talk of them when you sittest in your house, when you walketh by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. I want you to tell me, as a father, the responsibility that God gave you and me to teach our children and be a living example of him, what day or the night is there in God's world that we're not supposed to be that example? None. He didn't leave out nothing, did he? In other words, you're supposed to be the living example of Jesus Christ to your wife and your children 24/7. Now, I realize I can only talk from the man's side of this. There's a lot of men. I was one of them that did not meet that criteria. I mean, at this point, when God spoke to me in 1977, I had never read the Bible to my wife or my children in my home at all. And of course, some men, unfortunately, didn't have the privilege I had with God speaking to them. Some men will go through their whole life and their kids will get grown, 18, 20 years old, and they have never heard daddy pray with mother or them, not one time in their whole life. Y'all know where I'm coming from? Lots of men. And God is going to hold every man accountable for himself, for his wife, for his children. When God was speaking right here, he wasn't speaking just to Thurman Scrivener. Now, I did have a rhema word from God that he's speaking directly to me. But in the word, who is he speaking to? Every man. Every man. That's why he told us to study this. And then he says, I'm supposed to sit down with them. He said, when I sit in my house, I'm supposed to be talking about Jesus. When I walk by the way, I'm to be talking about the Lord. When I lie down at night, I'm to be praying and talking about the Lord. And when I rise up in the morning, the first thing on my lips is supposed to be, praise you, Jesus. When I go to the breakfast table with my wife and my children, we say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a good night's sleep in this house. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Mama fixing us a good meal this morning. And then we all sat down together and said, Lord, bless this to me and my babies' mouths and their bodies, so as they go to school today, they will be on fire for you, realizing this all come from you. Now, how many men do you know that do that every day? That is a very good place to be living with God. You know that? To be raising your children up in the things of God. Because if you don't take the time to teach your children about God, I guarantee the world will teach them about the world. And that's why your children will go wrong. They'll do the wrong things. They'll go out and they'll get involved sexually. You know, they'll have children out of wedlock. They'll do all kinds of crazy things. And then all kinds of sickness and disease and everything else comes upon you and your children. And you wonder why. And it's all a curse from God, because you didn't obey what he told you to do. Let's look at a couple more verses here. And he said, and you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to bind a little sign across my hand right there. It says, remind me today to teach my children about God. Bind it on my hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Okay, so on the bill of my cap, I hang a little sign there down about that far. It says, remind me today to teach my children and my wife about God. Is that what he's saying? Yeah, in other words, he's trying to get mine your attention, isn't he? He's trying to put this everywhere. He says, now then, and you shall write them upon the post of your house and on your gates. So when I walk in, the posts that are holding up the front porch, I need a sign over here. Remind us today to teach our children and our wives about God. Guys, have you taught your children about God today? You know, sometimes we have to be reminded. Do all of you women know how men are? You know, we forget things. I know how we are because I'm a man. I know exactly how we are. Since I know how we are, And I know how we think, you know, and I know a little bit about how women think, but not a lot, but I'm learning more. That's why women need to be forgiving to their husbands. Because, you know, when he does things, he's usually not doing them to hurt you. He may just be doing it because that's just the way he does things. You know, just because he forgets to pick up the bread and milk, you know, that you told him just before he left. You know, he was thinking about picking up that part for the car. That's what he had in his mind. You know, he was working on the car and he knew he needed a little part for it. He's running, honey, you going to the town? Yeah, I'm going to get a part for the car. Well, you give me some bread and milk while you're down there. Yeah, sure. Okay, no problem. He goes down to the parts house, gets the part, come home, puts it on. She comes out and says, where's the bread and milk? He says, what? Bread and milk? You asked me to get bread and milk? And then she gets mad at him. Well, hey, he can only open one box at a time, so girls, don't get mad at him. You know, he's just got a box opened, work on the car. And somehow you've got to get that box closed and get the bread and milk box opened or he ain't going to get it. You know, so don't get upset with your husband. You know, you need to just grab him and hug him and say, Lord, thank you for this wonderful man you gave me. Somebody said, well, that's not the time to do it. Yeah, it is. That's when you need to do it. You need to tell him. And you shall write them upon the post of your house and on your gates, verse 10 and 11. And it shall be, when the Lord your God shall have brought you into the land which he sware unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou planted not, when you shall have eaten and you'll be full. Now then, what were the requirements to make this happen? Teach your children, obey me. Is that what he said? Teach your children about me. Put that sign on the back of your hand. And of course, in some cases, it has to be the mother. Some cases, we got, you know, unfortunately, these lazy, no good for nothing daddies, you know, that don't look at your husband if you think he's one of them. You know, don't look at him. And since there's so many divorces in the church, if you happen to be a single mother, then this is going to be part of your responsibility, because if you don't have that husband there, then it's your responsibility to take the Word of God down every day, and read to your children. And if you will do that, I will guarantee it'll make raising your children much, much easier. I guarantee.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, Have You Taught Your Wife and Children About God Today? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.